Gerald Colomb again, and I just wanted to say my heart goes out to that lady that was here that just had the seizure. I hope she's doing much better. That was very brave of her to come all the way up from Berlin, my old hometown, and to support us people up here up north to try to fight this thing. A lot of people in other towns like Berlin do not believe that the power line will be going through their yards. Well, guess what? It's going on the backside, and it doesn't matter if it goes through a town or through somebody's backyard or some back forest down through the, you know, dumber area where people probably won't see it, but there's always somebody going to be affected by it, farmers and people that do things outdoors, you know, that make gardens, and there's a lot of different activities that people will find is going to be affected, especially when they block the roads to do their construction thing. Just on West Road alone in Clarksville, where I live, further up the road, and also I associate with a lot of my friends down at the bottom of the hill, they're going to tear up the road. Now there's two trucking outfits on that road, and every morning we listen to those trucks, quite a few of them, hundreds of them actually, go up and down that hill. Big trucks, smaller trucks, medium-sized trucks, and then you got the big, great big tractor-trailer trucks. How the heck do they think they're going to put that line in without disrupting commerce? And these people are truckers. They truck wares and different things all over the country. What are they going to do? Stop the trucking industry? They want to put this thing along, you know, highways, right smack down the highways. I don't see it happening. I don't see it being done safely. They just cut a bunch of wood up our way in Stewartstown to clear more for the power lines. They left a bunch of trees hanging over a ledge that could come down if there's a little bit of rain tonight. Those big full-length trees are coming right down on the highway. Now that was Absalind, and they work for PS&H. Well, I hope that somebody investigates this. I'll tell you, if a log comes through my car, they're going to wish I was dead, because if I live, they're all going to pay for it. So, you know, drive safely, folks, and be careful. PS&H is at it again. That's all I need to say. Have a good, safe trip.